Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous on Subscribestar. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover a realization I came to when I was chatting with someone over Skype recently, about how people literally don't know what to do when a man doesn't define himself by trying to have or by having a woman in his life. Today with YouTube and social media, that cat is out of the bag when it comes to men understanding female nature. Traditionally, men compete for women to fight the fear of being shamed and ostracized by showing everyone that they have a girlfriend, that they're worthy of joining the club of proper humanity, and that they aren't incels, to show the world that they have value and to show off their partner, which is something people get out of relationships. But when a guy in a relationship sees a single man that's free and enjoying his life stress-free, then women try to censor such men from the field of view from their partners, for fear that their man will choose that freedom over them. That's why couple friends tend to cut out all single friends. That's one of the reasons I lost a friend at 20 years. Their wives and partners don't want them to see that there's happiness out there outside of being together with them. They want them to see such guys as losers too. There's social ostracization of single men, and there always has been up until this point in history. But social media now allows us to bypass women censoring single men out of social environments, so that their ideas don't reach the blue-pilled men in so-called happy relationships. The red pill is like a virus that women can't stop anymore. Women are scared of such men red-pilling their blue-pill men, which I know I've done with many thousands of guys by now. A bunch of times I had women contact me pissed off that I was the reason their relationship ended, specifically because I had explained their behavior to their boyfriends, fiancés, or husbands perfectly. Also remember that the blue-pilled simp is usually in a relationship and he opens up his inner child to women, sharing his secrets with her, and this allows her to control him further. The pattern is said when he's a boy and opens up in front of his mother, and this allows her to covertly control him too. This is sometimes referred to as male mother need, the need to feel that trust with his wife that he had with his mother. When a man opens up like that to a woman, she knows she's got his gonads in her purse. For most men, this is an automatic process. We love our subjugation because it feels comfortable, like we're 5 years old with our mothers. Women also seemingly have this sixth sense ability to read our body language and to know when we're withholding our inner child from them. When they realize we can't be manipulated through it anymore, then they tend to get upset and treat us with disdain. Because after all, they need us to be subjugated to our emotions for them to prosper in life. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women are scared of men that free other men because they want their men to remain on the plantation clown world show. But there are benefits to society to men leaving that plantation. Remember that all that personal development after going through the red pill rage and making yourself a priority is just subconscious peacocking to make us men even more attractive to women. If we won't do it willingly, then our subconscious pushes us to be so-called cool to attract their attention. But if we subvert those impulses, we can create amazing things with them. But we have to understand how our subjugation works. Women also need to know that they can censor guys that do things outside of acceptable social norms. Normally, they lose interest quickly in a non-conforming man, unless what you do is exceptional. Then they see potential for it to gain them money and status through their proximity to you, and so their interest returns. I've witnessed this firsthand in my life. Women's attraction is triggered depending on your popularity. As for the red pilling process, when you're single for 6 to 12 months and that fog of being a blue piller is finally lifted, that's when the real wake up happens. During that time, your old couple's friends will still hang out with you and even try to hook you up with other women. The idea is to delay men from waking up as long as possible by giving us options. They don't just want to cut you out of the old friend circles until you've established that you're no longer having any interest in getting in another relationship. Plus, eventually it becomes awkward to have you around as the third wheel. Generally, once your singledom is established, they try and limit your way of living from influencing others. But as I was saying, that information is contagious now over the internet, like a red pill virus. If you're a blue pillar, you're still allowed to enter the Club of Cooch. You get an expanded social circle and social validation from others. Not to mention your job prospects expand, and you're seen as a full-fledged member of Soy-Sidey. But not playing the game for the average man that relies on female validation being cut off from society means absolute monumental levels of emotional torture. But you also get tortured emotionally by being in a relationship by your partner. It's just that the love you feel for her masks that torture. The torture is done to you constantly on what seems to be a daily or weekly basis, to see if you've fallen out of love, that your emotional leash hasn't been severed yet. Funny enough, the less emotion you show, the more they'll keep nagging and trying to drive you crazy until you do show something. Women also want a man that doesn't show his emotions unless that emotion is anger and frustration at her, because then they know he still cares. But if you show softer emotions, like crying, then they feel disgusted by those. Again, remember, for most, it takes roughly 6 to 12 months for that love fog to finally get lifted. A guy I spoke to, after going his own way, he got involved with women, but managed to avoid falling in love with them. And the woman he was with, she was totally shocked that he wasn't in love with her. And she was not used to not being able to put a guy to sleep with her snatch. Once you can no longer fall in love because you see the game for what it is, it becomes easier to enjoy alone time. And instead your focus shifts on things of true joy that have nothing to do with women. That guy I was talking to about this basically said he couldn't fall in love anymore because he couldn't stand the women's anymore. That they became like overgrown children trying to keep us in a mental state of children also. I agree, they're like crabs in a bucket, dragging us down to the bottom and preventing us from escaping. But love makes us all want to stay in the bucket. Being cut off from love is a scary thing, but it's also the only way we can finally gain true freedom. It's interesting when you see love as an emotional means of control. Many people that have near-death experiences describe feeling so deeply loved that they don't want to leave the heaven that they're in and return to their bodies. Love is wonderful, but once you get used to intense feelings of love, you start to fear losing them. So they basically control you that way. Something amazing becomes a trap. Plus, love is purely biological, so you don't have control over it. Well, at least while you're younger. Plus, when you're in love, you're also under control and you self-censor, so that you keep access to that relationship and sex. Unfreedom never felt so great. Once you become red-pilled and indifferent to women, that's when they say that you hate them. Indifference, of course, being the opposite of love. But you don't hate them. Just like you don't hate wasps or scorpions, but you just don't want them near you in case they try and sting you. Women need to know that they can censor you if you do things outside of acceptable social parameters. Remember, there's so much possibility to explore life in the world. So much to learn. So why do you have to deal with neurotic women? Wouldn't it be such a waste of an opportunity? They also act like children, which mimics our inner child that had a connection with their mother, and then we reflect them back to them. If we choose adult behavior instead, and not love, they see it as too much work to keep up, and thus they try and get you to break as a person and become a child again. That need to be with the woman also shapes our interests subconsciously. A lot of the pursuits or places we go, plans we make, are rooted in the subconscious wish to be social or in a place where meeting a woman might occur. When you finally become an advanced level MGTOW, the truth about which interests you in life is genuinely revealed. I think that much of the personal development after a red pill rage is just peacocking to get us to attract women to us. If we don't do it willingly, then our subconscious pushes us to be cool to attract their attention. But if we subvert those impulses, we can create amazing things. But we also have to understand our subjugation. I recently ran into a great author named Gabor Mate, and he talks about trauma and how we deal with it and it's ruining our lives. I put a link to one of his talks with the Diary of a CEO as the not-so-mystery link. I've known for a while now that my own traumas are what cause a lot of my autoimmune health issues. That the stress I felt manifested as various ailments, and that the moment I took the stress away, they would simply go away. Funny enough, working every day provides psychological stress relief, but also causes physical stress. But if I don't work, I alleviate my physical pain, but my idleness causes my psychological traumas to manifest. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. Pretty much the same way you are if you're actually in a relationship. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that when you smash a woman, she smashes your mind and emotional state, and so you can no longer see the world clearly. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that lose their minds if you don't lose your mind over them when you fall in love with them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.